TR or mobile.
KO4HKX.
Well, good morning, Patrick. Let me turn this country music down here. Oh, just leaving the VA and headed towards home. Just had a regular 6-month appointment and everything went well. How's your day going, bud?
Going good. Enjoying the beautiful day. That's for sure. Don't know if you could ask for much better.
Kind of was mighty with that wind out there, I'll tell you. Kind of unexpected, but it's going to be 74 today. And I'm glad it is. We're on the west side of Greenville, just getting near the courthouse over here.
Down in that area. It's kind of congested from what I hear. I don't know exactly where you're at, but anything downtown there gets kind of rough.
Peter seems to come in good down there, ironically. But Bernice says we'll see you on Thursday and look forward to that. I don't know if you'll be in a hurry that day or not.
This Thursday, yes. I'm trying to finish up the class I've been going to there. So, or I don't call it a class. It's more of a meeting of a group of guys helping each other out. But been enjoying it, so I'm trying to finish partaking of it.
You're a lucky dog there. I wish I could have went with you up there. But I don't know where it wound up being at, TR or wherever. But at any rate, anytime you learn something, grab onto it, Patrick. The more you learn, the more you earn.
And I try to learn what I can. I mean, if you just pick up one or two things from stuff like that, I mean, that builds upon other things. So that's the way I look at it.
Well, our kids are in St. Martin. That's where those jets land, right over the beach. And blow people away, idiots. And they're going to do a little scuba diving down there, one of the grandsons is. And then the other daughter leaves for Thursday for Zurich, Switzerland. Or Sweden, I guess it is. Anyways, both out of the country. I'm glad they enjoy that. I don't know. I guess we're getting old. I don't care anything about it anymore.
Never been over there, but if I was going to go that way, Scotland, Sweden, or Ireland, that general area, that's something I'd like to go see out in the country. I think that's beautiful out that way.
Many years ago, we went to Vienna. If you ever want to see something that's out of this world beautiful, Vienna, Austria is the place to go. And then Shelley and Hal lived in Frankfurt, and Shelley was going to school, and he was an engineer for his company there that was out of Michigan. So he did a job over there for 3 years, and it was interesting. And we went up in the Alps and visited some of Bernice's ancient relatives and that from many years ago, and it's quite beautiful over there, but it's awful crowded. I'll never forget going up a street that the mirrors on the car, and this was 20 years or 30 years ago, the mirrors on the car actually tucked themselves in as you went up that street to avoid hitting the car next to you.
Cities were built long before the car was, so they're not acquainted with that or not made for it. So, yeah, I can imagine. And, yeah, I would like to see some of the architecture over there and all that. You know, that's all pretty neat to look at. But I like seeing the countryside. I just like being out in the country.
When we stayed in the Alps with Bernice's kin, which are Austrian, at night they go out to the fields and bring in the cattle into the city, and they'd stay in the city all night, and then they'd go back out in the fields during the day. That was unusual. The other thing was that if you went into a castle or something, you think about the United States 200 and some years old. Well, you go into a castle that was 1,000 or 2,000 years old, that was very humbling.
I mean, just the history that's there. I like history, so I always found that part of our history very interesting. The castle, the medieval part of it, and you know, I won't say I'm fascinated by it because it was a pretty rough time in life, but I always find it fascinating of how the human spirit made it through that and dealt with all of everything that was going on.
It's really, like you said, the architecture, and that's beautiful. I found it funny this morning, and I don't really want to get into politics, but I thought this was rather stupid. There was some low-level politician over in France said that the United States didn't deserve the Statue of Liberty, so they wanted it back. And that little gal that was on TV there, that you know, the president's always got a spokesman, she said, well, they better think about that, because right now they'd be speaking German if it wasn't for the United States.
Because nobody's taught them their history. We don't take the time to learn that anymore. So you know what the old saying is, if you don't take the time to learn your history, you're doomed to repeat it. So I see a lot of that going on.
They walk among us. We're down here by Henry's Smokehouse, and it's really a smoking. Getting ready to sell all that barbecue. Yeah, I thought that was, her response was pretty hilarious, but very true. But, the Autobahn was kind of different, where you could drive any speed you wanted. Now, if you come in near a city, they cut it down to 50 miles an hour. If you went over that, they have, you'll see a little flash along the road, and then they'll mail you a ticket.
That's one way of controlling it. Something needs to happen around here, that's for sure. This is like speed.
Went on the way down here this morning, there was a Camaro, and one of his fenders was all chewed up. And I saw him dodge in between two cars for no reason, and there wasn't even hardly a car length between them. And I thought, gee, man, they drive among us too. But, that's one thing good Hitler done. He built the Autobahn. And that's what our interstate highways were modeled after. And there has to be a curve ever so many miles to keep people awake. But other than that, you can land airplanes on it in the time of war if it becomes necessary. And Eisenhower done that. And that Autobahn, I think its concrete's like 10 inches thick. So that was well thought out anyways. But I didn't like it when you got up about 125 miles an hour out there. Everything was just a blur.
Seeing the countryside, that's for sure, when you're running that kind of speed. But Tom, you and Miss Bernice have a good afternoon, and maybe I'll catch you here in a little bit. It's time for me to go in and meet the guys for lunch. So y'all be careful, and good to talk to you today. KO4H Kicks, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Where are you going to lunch at, Josie's?
Today is Mexican over here at Puerto Vallarta on Tuesday, behind next to the Cherrydale movie theater.
Yes, as Mr. Watson says, bon appetit. Have a good day, Patrick. Nice hearing you. And we'll catch you on Thursday. 04HKX and 0TR73.
KO4HKX, clear.